a very, very sad day indeed. Rabbi Ricky Seif, General Director at the South African Board of Jewish Education, good morning to you. A very, very sad day for many, and in fact for the entire community this morning.
Good morning, Howard. Good morning. Yeah, definitely. It's really just come as such a shock. Elliot was away with his family on the weekend and took ill suddenly and passed away peacefully. But indeed, just such a loss for not just King David alumni, but really thousands and thousands of people within the community or one way or another have been affected and influenced by this very special man.
Well, I was just thinking about that because I never went to King David, nor did any of my kids, but literally at any time, thousands of children were under his care at King David. I mean, what that must mean to the Jews of South Africa and indeed Jews around the world, as many have left and gone to Israel, gone to other places, his influence has been immense.
Completely, completely. You know what's fascinating, Howard, is I mean, over 50 years in Jewish education, so first beginning as a teacher in King David Lingsfield and a head of department in 1968, becoming the principal, I think, in 1974, if I'm not mistaken, and then even into retirement, starting together with Raylene Trudonsky, the King David Foundation. It's literally thousands of people around the globe, as you mentioned, and Elliot over the past 10 years has dedicated himself to maintaining those connections, traveling the world to really raise money for the King David schools. But essentially, the reason he's been able to do it is because of the people he's influenced. And, he knew every student. It's quite a remarkable thing. You know, King David system is a big one. But you meet any of these people, and I listened to your show a bit earlier, the messages coming through, Elliot knew them by name. He knew people. He knew their families. And I believe that's why the impact was so significant, because it was real, it was personal, and every student who passed through those doors felt that Elliot knew them personally.
It's just incredible. What do you think, if I had to say to you, what will the legacy of Elliot Wolf be? What will he be most remembered for as time goes on?
Sure. I think it's undoubtedly a remarkable legacy. I think he'll be remembered by students as somebody who cared, as somebody who saw beyond academics, somebody who knew every single student and cared for those students. And I think his broader legacy will be a complete and a completely selfless dedication to Jewish education. He gave of himself. I remember in the last few years since I've been in this position, actually, even this year, the conversations we've had and his complete burning passion to ensure that the King David schools and Jewish education in general continue to thrive. He really believed that was the lifeblood of our community, was Jewish education. I think his legacy will be just really remarkable on every level.
I have no idea about his level of religious observance or not. I think he was traditionalist as far as I understand. Yet, and therefore in some ways, didn't he represent the magnificence of what the South African Jewish community was? Very, very, very staunch in the belief in the longevity of community, of Jewish education, of Jewish identity, Jewish pride, but somehow being accepting of somebody who might have been very religious to somebody who was just connected through tradition.
I think that's exactly right. I think you're spot on. Completely a traditional man, not a religiously observant man, but a man who was, his heart and his passion was really Judaism and of course the state of Israel, which was so dear to him. And I think you'll see how during the next couple of days, tributes will pour in. Those students who held him in such high esteem come from such a broad spectrum of Jewish faith and Jewish observance. I myself was a former student of his, being a religious man now, and just have such fond memories of him and his selfless dedication to our community and to Judaism and Jewish education.
What happens at the school now? Many of the kids, of course, won't know Elliot Wolf. He wasn't the principal during their time. What is the intention over the next couple of days?
Well, the truth is, Howard, I mean, this has all taken us really by, it's been a complete shock. We'll spend the next day or so really just planning and making sure that we pay a fitting tribute to him and his legacy, and I'm sure more information will come out in the coming days.
People asking what he passed away from. I don't know that these are the questions that to me are important to me. What it is about is the fact that he has passed away. You said it was fairly sudden. He was away on holiday, with his family, and he passed away there. A massive loss. How old was Elliot Wolf?
I think he was 85, Howard, but I'm not sure the exact number, but he was in his 80s, and of course mourned by his brother Jeffrey, Jeffrey's wife Barbara, who Jeffrey was also a headmaster at King David Victory Park, and just really such a phenomenal family, and our thoughts go out to the Wolves. And to their children, and really just the wider community.
Absolutely right. Rabbi Ricky Seif, General Director at the South African Board of Jewish Education, wishing everybody a long life, and may they be comforted, may his family be comforted amongst the mourners of Zion and Jerusalem.